Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys ready to worship out there tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Doolin Christian Living Today. This is Elliot Fosterson. Joining me, as always, is my wife, Dawn, for our conversation. How are we doing today, Dawn?
We're doing just fine. Thank you, Elliot.
It's been a blessed day, hasn't it?
It's been a busy day.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of that discussion. We hope that if you're with family and friends this weekend, that you enjoy your time together through this Memorial season, Memorial Day holiday, and that we just give honor and thanks to those who have served this country and continue to serve this country. And also want to remind people that this is Pentecost Sunday, in case it wasn't part of your lesson today, but I'm sure it was. But we're going to be getting into that a little bit in our discussion today as well.
I'm wearing red.
Don's wearing red. Yeah, that's the color, traditional color of Pentecost Sunday. We're going to be dealing with our conversation today in Galatians. But before we do, I just want to thank you again for allowing us to enter into your space and listening to our conversations on the Word. And ask you to continue to pray for this ministry as we go along. We're seeing all sorts of blessings happening all around us, and we thank you. You know, God's doing some wonderful things in this world, and allowing us to be part of it through this ministry is one way that we participate in His grace. So we ask for your encouragement through prayer, but also we pray that you continue to push out the links to help people also find an opportunity to study a little bit deeper or come through a difficult time through discussion in Scripture. Don, did you have anything you want to start off with tonight?
I just want to say it's got to stop raining in Oklahoma. My mom's going to float away.
Yes, absolutely. It is just amazing what the kind of weather they're going through over there. And I really think there's an opportunity to lift everyone up in prayer for God's continued care for them and seeing them through this difficult time.
I thought you were going to come up with a why for this. An opportunity for God to watch. I'm trying to understand
for
it.
Us to lift them
I'm trying
up in
to
prayer.
Understand.
So I want to share a little bit about what went on this morning so our audience can hear about some of the unique things that God has presented to us today.
Well, we had our first service at the Dune State Park this morning, starting off the season with Memorial Weekend and playing my song, looking down at my music, and I looked up and there was a field of people. We had over 100 people join us, and it was quite amazing, quite intense, and just really such a amazing blessing. And you kept your cool. and it changes the format a little. For one thing, we only printed 30 bulletins. and people just don't feel quite the same in terms of sharing. So it became a little bit more of a sermon. But God saw you through because you didn't have that written. So.
Yeah,
that was
it's appropriate for today. The Spirit really came through. And bringing everybody together. Now, we've been doing this ministry for 5 years at State Park. And, you know, our largest crowd has probably been about 70. But what's interesting to note for us, and we've had conversation on this today, is that State Park is one of the most sought-after campgrounds. And it's always full. There's never a weekend where the sign isn't up, campground is full. And it was up, and it was no more fuller today than any other, but today our first starting point for the summer season for us to be blessed with, you know, that many people sitting around the small little pavilion out among the camp's sites. So because, you know, you look out and I'm seeing people 20, 30 yards away from me, you know, and it was just
right.
Amazing.
People just put their chairs up at the camp.
And
sights and
turn their ears to us and to listen to the songs.
The acoustics are wonderful there, apparently.
So we just thank God for that blessing and opportunity to share His word with so many people today. We know He's doing some great things in the world, and we're, like I said earlier, just grateful that He's allowing us to play a small part in all of that.
It was definitely wonderful on our heart.
So before we get into it, what song did you decide we're going to do?
This Little Light.
All right, let's listen to Dawn sing This Little Light. It's appropriate for today's lesson.
There's
Some shine bright, some shine small. The rains will come and the waters rise. But don't you ever lose your light. In this life, you will know.
That's an appropriate song, and we're going to get into that discussion to see how it helps you come to grips with this first day. So we're working in Paul's letter, his epistle to Galatians, and this is written to general population there in Asia Minor, and it's to combat some things that were happening where the issue of Judaic law was taking precedence. The early church, there was pushback in the Jewish community. There's pushback also in the formation of the earlier church that has people looking back to the law as a way of justifying who they are and what they are and what they do and what's right and what's wrong. St. Paul is bringing this back in Galatians to tell people that the gospel truth of Jesus and the salvation and the grace that we receive is God's gift to us, and that's the law that we live under. It's His grace and His mercy, and that's it. So that's kind of a starting point. Donna, you want to read our verse for us today?
Sure. This is Galatians chapter 5. Verses 22 through 23 and 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
Okay, so we hear this issue of the fruit. This is a very common verse used often, but one of the things that's often done is misinterpreted in the sense that Paul is starting off here in his selection. The word that he is using is fruit, not fruits, okay? And there's a tendency for us to start looking at the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We look at those as separate and different. And what is come to know here and understand is that there's one fruit. It is the grace and the Spirit of God given to us through His mercy and grace, and that it encompasses all of those things. That's the wholeness of it. That's the fulfillment of God's blessings. Not to separate that, not to have only joy and no love, right? You know, can we really have peace without joy? Can we have joy without love? And if we separate them, that's the tendency we tend to look at it. Those as distinct different events. And when you put these together, they take on a different context. When you look at them as a whole group, in that you have to see the magnitude of everything that's taken place, and then you have to live under its rule, if you will, going back to the earlier part of the issue of the law. You know, to take all of these into your heart and to have this as an expression of your love and your person in the world through the grace of God is just so much to undertake, right? So partitioning it down to love, joy, peace, without this fullness of God's grace within your heart is what Paul's talking about. So he wants to bring that back. Want anything?
Well, I was just thinking about what our pastor was talking about today about the Holy Spirit liking to shake things up and at times putting us in positions where we're uncomfortable. So how does that all tie in with this?
Yeah, I think he's really leaning in the direction of faith less than in Pentecost, right? Mm-hmm. And he was really focusing there. Because for me, you know, this is almost the opposite lesson, but both appropriate to Pentecost Sunday, right? Because Galatians and Paul is talking about just having that time in Christ, to having that love in your heart, to having your faith be something that you dwell with Christ in the same spirit, that his spirit adopts your spirit adopts his spirit. You are one spirit, not two separated spirits. And I think that's in keeping with Pentecost Sunday.
Is it almost like if you don't fight it, this is how it's going to be?
Well, maybe. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective, but maybe.
But if we don't fight it, there's too much free will.
There is. And one of the things that McLaren has in his exposition, and I'm going to just kind of share part of this with you. He goes to speaking about the differences between deeds of love, deeds of joy, and things along that line, and puts that back into context. And he talks about faith and people and how they go. So let me just read this to you. There are many good people whose notions of religious duties are shut up in the church. Now, it's closed up in the church, right? Not shut up as in voice, but closed up in the church or chapels and limited to singing, praying, reading the Bible, and listening to sermons. Now, listen to this. Limited to, and that's a key word that he's talking about, because he goes on then to say that just being in God's love, spending time in God's grace, and spending time in Christ as a person, that quiet peacefulness, that adoption of that blessing is part of who you are, is ample for you in your expression of grace, right? So, you know, if you just do the deeds without understanding the origin of those deeds, if you just do the deeds as a way of checking you off the list, but also, and not taking it to heart, what Jesus brings to you in that, I think you're missing out. Don?
But also, we've talked about this before, too. You think about 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, and your notion of your religious duties can't be to go in that church, sit there for an hour, and do the songs and the prayers and read the Bible.
Yeah.
And then shut the door again, put church away.
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right with that, Tony. It's to carry that out. Now, one of the other things that's happened in McLaren's exposition, I think that this whole going back to the scripture, is that it's also just sufficient. I mean, for those people that don't attend church regularly, if you're spending time with Christ in your heart and in your prayer and in your own time, that is also sufficient of an expression of faith life, right? So it's not one's better than the other, but they have to coincide and have both and be held up to the same standard or your equal capability of your time and energies being put into it, right? So spending time in Christ is sufficient. Showing him your love by listening, praying, and adopting his spirit is sufficient. What you do with that is important, but it's not for what you do with that as the thing that comes and gives you the latter, right? It starts with the grace. It starts with the Holy Spirit. He brought it into you and your adoption of that. So I think that's an important opportunity for us.
And I think, we're all different, and everyone doesn't need a huge amount of affirmation, and I think that certainly that's one thing that the church provides.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we all have reasons and need to be part of different processes, you know, things that call out to us specifically, things that allow us to dive in a direction of or even go deeper into our journey of faith. And it's not to challenge any of that, but to understand the origin issue, right? The indwelling of God's Holy Spirit within you is what makes up all of our abilities and capabilities, and our should also make up our desire, right? And then in this next sentence, in terms of the scripture we're working with today, against such things, he talks about, you know, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So if you are encompassing all of this as God's grace, right, all those components, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, there's nothing else the world should ask of you. There's nothing else the world could ask of you. There's nothing else in the world should be telling you to do. And no matter what you do, if this is at the heart of everything you do, you are incapable of doing wrong, right?
You're a pure entity.
Yeah, which we all know that we all try to get there. But understand that the law cannot overcome you. The Lord, the law can't take from you what God has given to you, okay? So if you're acting with pure heart, with fullness of God's blessing, there is no law that substitutes and or takes away from you. So that's an important issue here, too. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep step with the Spirit. Now, here we go into this theme of Pentecost Sunday, the speaking in tongues. So how do we keep in step with our Spirit? How do we keep step with Jesus' Spirit within us? What do we need to do? Well, what we need to do is to simply reflect and pray and open our hearts to receive it, first of all, is to embody it, second of all, okay? But to give acknowledgement and discernment about what that Spirit is doing among within you, right, and among the world, actually, as well. So it goes beyond you as an individual.
Well, what's your take on that whole speaking in tongues event?
Well, in terms of the event itself, I think it was, you know, definitely like Pastor was talking today about setting the world on fire, you know, and setting these people on fire as a demonstration of what God can do. Taking people and having them speak in foreign languages is not something you can do on your own. So it shows the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's a definite a statement to the world that see how God's power can work on individuals. That's one piece.
So you don't think it was that kind of metaphor at all? You don't think?
I think it can be looked at in both contexts, literal and figurative, just like we were talking today in church.
I was thinking that some of it may have been God showing you that you can go and you can minister to anyone, and you can continue to put his message forward because he will take care of the part about them not understanding.
So here's an interesting thought, right? Were they really speaking in tongues, or was God doing the translation for somebody in their head that doesn't have that same language, right? You know, and that's an interesting little dialogue, right?
Yeah.
And both of them resolved by the Holy Spirit. Either one of them has to be caused and created by the Holy Spirit, right? So, you know, I think either way you want to put that particular, you know, twist on it, it's in accordance with Scripture, and that what was happening is communication was taking place for people to hear and understand the way they needed to hear and understand it, right? So, you know,
something strange thing was that people were recognizing that these were not languages that any of them knew.
Right. So, again, you know, taking it back, you know, was it their projected voice or was it the internal ear voice that people were receiving that had the translation done for them? And, you know, either way, the people of different languages came to understand what was being said.
Well, we tried to do the different languages today at church, and I didn't understand.
Yeah, we had to go back.
I didn't even understand.
We had to go back and read it. We had to go back and read it.
And I read the German.
But here's another thing that I give to you to take consideration on, is that when we talk about speaking in tongues and this different language issue, understand that your expression in the world is, in fact, a different language. God's given us each different abilities. So for you to accept fully what God has blessed you and commanded you to do is your speaking in tongues to the world, right? You have been separated and set apart with specific gifts to bring forward
by
your baptism, by God's grace and mercy. So, you know, in its essence, you know, that is who you are and who you need to be. And the world may have only seen you for who you wanted you to be, right? So when you accept God's grace and mercy as part of your living spirit and you live that each and every day, you find that difference between where you are and where God wants you to be. okay?
And all of the world may not accept you.
And all the world may not accept you. And that's the issue of the Holy Spirit, right? And that's why we have difficulty sometimes talking about the Holy Spirit as a gift, because it takes us into places and spaces that it's kind of difficult for ourselves individually.
It can be frightening.
It can be definitely things that cause you to say what just happened or what's going on. Am I understanding it correctly? So you get yourself put into a series of doubts possibly. And then the world comes at you and says, what in the world are you talking about? Are you crazy? Right? You know, so it puts you in a difficult position if you're not prepared to accept whatever the world throws at you.
Well, it's interesting how you talk about the language may not have been the issue, because if you come to folks who are not Christians and you speak that way, they will look at you just as if you're speaking another language.
We talked often, and I think this goes right to what you're saying, Donna, and help me with this isn't. But we talk about meeting people where they are, right? So here's another version of that, meeting people in a way that gets them to understand you and open themselves up to you, right? So if you close them down by speaking languages that are foreign to them, how can you ever find the pathway to help them, right, and to bring God's mercy and grace through it? So if you prejudge and expect you to be the saving grace of somebody that hasn't heard the word yet, and that's what you go to them at, and you don't meet them where they're at, then you do two things. One, you're taking the responsibility at your end when it's not. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it's the Spirit's responsibility to give you what you need and for that person to receive what they need to receive, right? So you have to watch for those two components in this. But definitely the issue of meeting people in their own space and time and need is always the way to present yourself. Coming at them with what you believe and strengthen the word and the gospel about how you proclaim it isn't necessarily what's God wanting you to do with that individual. So you got to separate yourself, separate your ego, separate what you think your gifts and talents are, and ensure that you're using God's gifts and talents by turning over yourself to Him. And that's a hard thing to do, to let go of who you are.
Well, I hear everything you're saying, but I'm thinking that if you're coming up against people who don't take a gentle approach, who aren't filled with love, who have no faith, who have no gentleness, and you have to still come to that person as yourself. I mean, because that is what Christ gave us, that sets us apart.
I'm not saying who you are in Christ, not who you want to be. So if somebody says something to you that totally is against what you're saying, you don't come back at them because you know what's right. You come back at them with an understanding. You know, as Christ said, you turn the other cheek, okay, very figuratively and literally in terms of how you approach people. So, you know, if you're coming at into the conversation and somebody is, you know, not wanting to hear and definitely doesn't want any part of this conversation, your role then is to turn the other cheek, to be patient, to be understanding, and to walk away with grace and try again another day. It's not to confront, right, and to dictate and try to manipulate. And that's where we get into trouble as people. We believe the power is us. And not
we want to do things in our
stuff.
Time.
We want to do it in our time. So we release ourselves into the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, God's world is always is served properly. So that's the difficult part of that, right?
Yeah.
So in this day of Pentecost, you know, we see and hear about the apostles speaking in tongues. I want you to try to look at what tongue is God giving you to use, okay? See and allow the Spirit to come upon you and allow yourself to be open enough and honest enough with your faith journey to allow it to take you to places that may be difficult for you to go, whether it's with a person, whether it's in a location, whether it's on a subject. But see where the Spirit is leading you by letting go of who you are and letting go of what you think you should do. Pray and listen for God's voice and guidance. Let that Pentecost Sunday event happen to you in your time of question. Right? Dawn, we're starting to wind down here. Do you have anything in addition you wanted to say?
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about any of these other verses that you said were related to Jesus.
Yeah, well, let me go through that then. It's a helpful issue. We hear from Matthew that by their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? You know, so it's the outpouring of God's love through us into others is what they will see. And we talk about being the face and eyes, ears, hands of Christ. And in our care ministries workshops, we talk about, you know, people seeing God's face and Christ's face through, you know, in you and through you. And that's really what we're talking about here. That's the fruit. When the blessings of God that overcome your own abilities and take over in your work, that is seen. If you take control, people will see that also. So you got to be mindful of this. And I know we're running a little low, but I want to share Gil's exposition statement because I think it hits very true to this line of discussion. But the fruit of the Spirit, he says, not the nature of man's free will as corrupted by sin, for no good fruit springs from thence, but either of the internal principle of grace called the Spirit. So what he's saying is not of your will, but of God's will, and it's God's nature to bring that Spirit into your heart. So you have to, again, separate what you believe for who you are and what you think you should do and be affirming back to God and the gift of the Holy Spirit by just utilizing what he is bringing into your heart. So it's by God's grace, by God's mercy, that is the fruit of our labor, not the fruit of our own due diligence, not the fruit of our own actions, not the fruit of our own deeds, right? So it goes back into the earlier conversation where if we look at our faith as a check mark, check the box, we went to church, went to read the Bible, got through another chapter, da da da, and we just, you know, go through those motions, but we never go through a process of indwelling with the Holy Spirit among us to understand Christ and to have fulfillment of that love within us. How else then can we bring about God's care into the world, right, if we don't have that overflowing through us? So
think about it.
Yeah, think about it.
Really make sure that what you're doing is more than just going through the motion, but that you're discerning after you get out of church, after the door's shut, when you're on your own praying to God, have those moments and figure out what he wants from you.
Right. So if you're in church and you're writing that check for the offering basket during the sermon, think about this message tonight, right? Is that what God wanted you to do? You know, he wants you to be committed to the church and give your first fruits of your labors to the church. But first and foremost, he wants the fruit of your heart. He wants the fruit of your love so that he can fill you and overflow you with joy, happiness, peace, and mercy, so that others will see him by your presence in the world.
Fills you with gifts.
Yes. So hope you enjoyed this conversation tonight. We want to invite you again to listen next Sunday at 5:30. Keep us in your prayers if you are out there as we continue to bring our ministry to the dunes every Sunday of the summer, except for next Sunday. And also our ministry work in our prayer services that we've been doing on Monday evenings. If you're in the air Chesson area on a Monday night at 6:30, please stop in and join us at 1000 Broadway at the Frontline facility, the conduit building in the back.
Yeah, there's a building in the back.
And
Come on back.
Join us in our prayer service. So we hope you have a blessed week. We're going to leave you with Michael W. Smith singing "Oh, Guys."
Are you guys ready to worship at this tonight?
I know you know the song. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.